On the tail of the Arctic Council meetings in Fairbanks last week, the Anchorage Museum hosted a multi-day series of events focused on the High North. Artists, academics, and policymakers gathered for the first ever North by North Festival. According to organizers, one of the goals was to add more creativity and culture into global discussions of the Arctic. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes found out, that included food, films, and a lot of music.
The museum's front lawn, an Anchorage rock band named Modern Savage is playing to a tiny crowd and a ring of colorful food trucks. It just rained, and organizers are winding things down. But there is still plenty of food. And after debating options, my colleague Rachel Waldholtz opts for a local take on tacos.
That is cherry rockfish on a nacho chip, and it looks amazing and pink.
This little lawn party is one of many events spilling out of the museum during North by North. Some of the programs are formal discussions on topics like U.S.-Russian relations, contemporary art, and TED Talk-style presentations on Arctic innovation. But there's a wild side, too. Not far from the food trucks, a group of musicians from northern countries is getting ready for a dance party on top of a parking garage. One of those visiting global musicians is Akalu Berthelsen from Nuuk in Greenland.
I do DJ stuff, but I mostly produce music under the name Ujarik. It means rock.
Berthelsen makes an eclectic mix of music, everything from dancey house tunes to moody beats laid under the voices of collaborators rapping in Greenlandic. Berthelsen says people started making hip-hop in the country in the late 80s, and always in the Greenlandic language. He was one of a handful of DJs who spoke at a panel focused on whether there's such a thing as Arctic music. Musicians from Finland, Russia, Iceland, and the U.S. compared notes on similarities and challenges in their craft. Most resisted the idea that there's a common sound coming from musicians scattered across countries and continents in the northern latitudes. But many laughed as they talked about similarities and how weather and the dramatic seasons affect their work, and about difficulties traveling long distances to tour, whether abroad or even domestically.
It's so expensive to go in and out of Greenland, and the only way most of the year is through Denmark. Also, inside of Greenland, you have to take a boat, a plane, or a dog sled, a snowmobile. Yeah. There's no roads between our towns.
One of the ideas behind the DJ panel, and of North by North in general, is connecting people working on similar topics, but who get few chances to meet and compare ideas. The potential goes beyond just cultural exchange. There are economic lessons to be learned, too. For example, several of the DJs live in countries that are part of the Nordic Music Exchange, or NOMEX. The group gets funding from five national governments and has spent millions of euros over the last few years promoting Nordic musicians, basically investing to grow music into an export commodity that can pull money back into the economy. One of those countries is Iceland, where Sveinbjörn Þórarinsson lives.
I go by a name which is really not that handy for me. It's Hermi Gervill. It's really catchy in Icelandic, but in all other languages it kind of sucks.
What does it mean in Icelandic?
I don't even know myself.
Þórarinsson has bright blue eyes framed by red hair braided into pigtails as thick as a rope. He makes electronic music that riffs on older pop music trends like funk and disco. A good deal of time DJing in the enormous Berlin club scene and touring across Europe. But he buzzes with excitement talking about Iceland's electronic music scene.
Everyone who is involved in Icelandic music is living in about 2 or 3 square miles, and you can't avoid meeting those people, you can't avoid collaborating with those people, no matter how hard you try.
That makes for an enthusiastic but insular scene, especially in a country with just 300,000 people. It can be stifling if you don't ever venture out. Þórarinsson says national grants to help Icelandic musicians get off the island for tours have shrunk in recent years. He says meeting new people, hearing about different models and markets for touring, and finding new sounds is the benefit of a festival like North by North.
And of course, I mean, the main point of this whole thing is connecting with people. And already I've made a couple of very good friends here from all around.
North by North wrapped up Sunday. The museum says it's considering different options for what the festival will be like in future years. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.